Welcome to the morning show on WRCO and WRCE. We're here to talk about one of our favorite subjects, Simon's Recreation Complex. The WRCO morning show today focuses on that and what's going on, kind of behind the scenes. We have Director Tracy Gobin here. We have Al Linz, who is a community member and a Simon's Recreation Complex member and foundation board member. Stephanie Worthington, who is a member. And also, we talked to her during the recent Simon Sharks meet. Morgan Worthington, her daughter, who's here, swim team member. And Gary Goodkinick, who's a member and a foundation board member as well. We appreciate them taking time out of their busy schedule. We have a full morning show studio here today. Tracy, you're no stranger to our studio, and welcome back.
Oh, thank you. Thanks for having us. It's great to have a fun group of Simon supporters here this morning to be on the radio.
Definitely is. It doesn't seem like the summer's gone by really quickly.
Yeah, I know. It's so fast. And, you know, now I'm at the point where the summer swim team is done. And then it's like, boom, we're back to school. So it's coming up so fast. And the summers went by, but it's been fun and good summer with the swim team this year. They did really good and they had fun. And that's the best part about it.
That's the main thing. Did you do some maintenance things over the summer?
Not yet. That is coming up. So on August 23rd, which is a Wednesday, we're going to shut the pool down at 2:00 in the afternoon. I'm going to drain that pool, scrub it down, and then we'll fill it back up. And then it takes a while to heat it back up. You don't want to jump in the water once it's filled back up. It's pretty icy. So we're going to wait, give it some time to warm up, and then folks can come back in the pool. So we're going to reopen it back up on Wednesday, August 30th.
We have the board members, as we talked about here. You got to be happy that you've got so many supportive people in the community.
Oh, yes. The supporters of Simon's are really great. They've been really being a big help and being helping out at Simon's, doing some actual physical items at Simon's, as well as, you know, helping out with other things. There have been really good support from a lot of the members at Simon's and the foundation members as well.
With the recent news, you know, the campus closing and all that stuff, a lot of people were concerned. Have you had a lot of people kind of come to talk to you about it and ask you questions about it?
Yes, there are still a lot of people that are still concerned about the Simon Center, and a lot of folks think that Simon's Recreation Complex is a part of the campus, and we're not. Our building looks like every building on campus. However, we are not part of the campus. So we are owned by the county and the city of Richland Center. So we are still open and still going on, looking for folks to come on and use the facility and take out memberships. So, yep, there is the county does have a committee that's going forward, though, to look at some ideas of what the future of the campus will look like. But, you know, Simon's is still on campus and still open. And so come on in and visit us. Check out the pool and see the exercise room, the racquetball courts, and stop in and see what we can do for you.
The main thing to keep Simon's relevant and everything is to just get that membership and maybe get it up a little bit too, right?
Correct. Yeah, the biggest thing is bringing in some more revenue. So bringing in the more memberships, bringing more folks in to use the facility, that's what's going to help out and keep Simon's sustainable for the long run. So bringing in those memberships, there's a lot of seniors out there that have Medicare supplemental insurances that offer Silver Sneakers, Silver and Fit, and New Active. And those programs, they offer a free membership to those folks that have that through their Medicare supplemental insurance. But what we need as Simon's, we need them to come in and use their membership, because that's how we benefit financially from them having those free memberships. If they just have that membership and they sit at home, we don't see anything. If they come into Simon's, then that's where it benefits us for our income. So folks that have those Silver Sneakers, Renew Active, Silver and Fit memberships, come on in, sign up and use those memberships. We have lots of good things you can do. We got chair yoga classes, dance fitness classes, water aerobic classes. You want to get some stress out, hit a racquetball around, go sit in the sauna, the hot tub, just to relax. That counts. That brings revenue in for us with those memberships. So there's lots of different ways for those guys to come in and use it so that we can benefit from it, as well as they're going to benefit from using the facility as well.
I would bet you see this a lot of times, but you see members come in that they want to keep their independence. They want to stay in their own home. And this is a key to helping them do that, isn't it?
It is. Yes. Yep. Keeping moving is going to help them so that they can keep on doing what they want to do at home in their personal life. And they also, you know, can get some extra social time. Some of the adults are living alone at home. So they come in and, you know, take a class, and the classes help them socially, as well as, you know, like our chair yoga class is a great class if you're looking at keeping your balance, because as we age, we start to lose our balance. And that's one of the things you don't want to lose your balance and then you can fall. It's a very scary thing for older adults is falling. You can get injured and hurt and it can, you know, cause some serious harm. So come in and, you know, take those classes that work on balance and so that you can stay strong at home and not have to worry about those falls.
Chair yoga, is it just pretty much what it sounds like?
Yeah, you can sit in the chair. And then also you can stand next to the chair and the chair is there to steady you. We don't do anything crazy. There's no like wrapping your heads around, you know, your legs or anything like that. But we're doing, you know, standing stuff. We're working. I really think of chair yoga class as really a balance and stretch class. And if you're looking for balance and you're looking for stretch, then chair yoga class is for you. So it's a really great class. Barb Wentz teaches it at Simons for us, and she's a wonderful instructor. We have lots of wonderful instructors out at Simons. We've got Marianne Hackney does a wonderful job in water aerobics, and Diane Brown does as well. Evening water aerobics, we've got some new instructors there. Courtney and Dana are really great instructors. So we've really, and in the exercise room, we've got Lydia at night. She does a wonderful job. So we have a variety of different instructors, which they're really great. They really care about their classes and want to make sure that everybody's having a good time and benefiting from those classes.
What gets the most attention? Is it the pool, you know, the most use, or somebody's interested in going to the Simons, or is it the weight room, or what would it be?
The pool is our biggest draw for, like, if you're looking for folks that come a long ways to see us. So we have a lot of people that come from Hillsboro, from Avoca, from Muscadet, from Spring Green, from Arena. They come for the swimming pool. So if they're coming a long ways, it's coming for the swimming pool. The locals that are live closer by, a lot of them are coming for the fitness classes. So the water aerobic classes are huge, and then the land fitness classes. They like the camaraderie that comes along with those group classes. And I think they enjoy too is they come to class and they don't have to think, all right, now I'm going to go and lift some, you know, weights, and I'm going to do my bicep curls, and then I'm going to do squats next. If they take a class, that instructor's telling them what to do, and all they have to do is kind of follow along, and they don't have to pre-prep for it. But the younger crowd, the high school students, they're going to be the ones that are in there lifting those heavy weights. So each group kind of has their own preferences on what they want to do. And so that's why it's great. We have the variety of, you know, we've got the weight room, we've got the exercise equipment. For anybody who's rehabbing, we got a lot of like new step seated exercise machines that they use in rehab. And then we got the swimming pool, which is great for folks that are rehabbing as well. So it's a really wonderful place.
Something for everybody. It's a one-stop shop, that's for sure. Well, Al Lenz is here. Al is a board member. Al, first of all, why are you a board member with the Simons Recreation Complex?
Well, because I'm a board member of the foundation, you know, just to clarify that. Why am I a board member? Because I care about the future of Simons. I can see that it's just a tremendous asset to this community, and that John and Edith Simons left something really special for this community. I mean, there aren't complexes like this anywhere else in Southwest Wisconsin. And so after I quit milking cows, I realized I wasn't getting as much exercise as I needed to. And so I'm one of the early morning people at Simons because I've still got that milk house fever, I guess you'd call it, you know, to get up early in the morning. And I head out to Simons and spend about an hour out there in the exercise room.
Farming is an occupation where, you know, especially if you're milking in a stanchion barn or whatever, but I mean, there's a lot of wear and tear in the joints. Did you kind of find that was soothing and relieving for you?
Well, I've had to experiment with different machines out there. I tried the treadmill and tried other different Stairmasters, and finally I found the recumbent bike is the best one for me because my left knee has started to bother me and my right hip is bothering. So it's just easier to sit down and pump the pedals, you know, for about an hour, which is, it's working for me. I'm getting a good workout every day.
That's awesome. So it's something that you and the community could use, and you probably try to encourage as many people as you can.
Yes. I mean, it's, you know, as I said before, Simons is just a real asset for this community. And I hope people recognize what we've got here, you know, and the foundation is going to be starting an effort to try and increase in the membership of the Simons Recreation Complex, you know, and you'll be hearing more about that in the future. There's probably going to be some direct mailings going on. And then the foundation is also, if I can segue into the next topic here, we understand the issues that Richland County is having with their finances, and so this foundation has decided to step up and try and start a, we're not trying, we're going to be starting a capital campaign to help out with some of the expenses that Simons has. We're going to have two broad categories of capital campaign aspects, one's for capital repairs and the other's for capital improvements. We chatted with Tracy and we found out, like, for capital repairs, those are just normal wear and tear items, you know, in a building that wear out over time. The main thing that she's looking at right now are the air handling units at Simons. There's four of them there, and the estimate that she's received is they're about $50,000 a piece for a total of about $200,000. And I, you know, just learned last week that one of her on-demand water heaters went down. And those are at the end of their useful life, too. So I think we may end up expanding this capital campaign to try and get some new on-demand water heaters for the complex as well. And so then the other thing that we're going to do is do a try and do some capital improvements. One of the things that I, you know, I'm a relatively new member at Simons, doing probably a year and a half or 2 years. One of the things that I've noticed is the tremendous social aspect that exists at Simons. I mean, it's if you aren't familiar with it, you'd think people just go there and exercise and then they go home. Well, it's far more than that. You know, there is a genuine sense of family and friendship out there. And so what we would like to do, if you've been in the atrium out there on a summer day or even a, you know, a nice spring day or fall day, it gets pretty warm. And so we'd like to do something with the ventilation system there to try and make that a more temperate atmosphere, whether that's installing an exhaust fan or perhaps modifying the existing air handler. We don't know yet. We have to talk to some HVAC people. But, you know, that's something we'd like to do, is, you know, make that a nicer atmosphere. And also, along with that, we'd like to be able to buy a coffee machine, so people can sit around after they're done with their exercise classes or whatever and sit down, you know, have a cup of coffee. And the atrium is just a wonderful place to sit and socialize if it was just a little bit cooler. And so, you know, and there's a whole variety of coffee machines that you can buy. I mean, they range in price from $350 up to thousands of dollars, you know, just depending on, you know, so we'll have to see how the capital campaign goes and then see what, you know, what we can do. And the theme of the campaign that we've put together is honor the legacy and empower the future. Like I mentioned before, John and Edith Simons gave us a tremendous, gave this community a tremendous asset. And so the campaign is about, you know, empowering the future. And so it's like, you know, you plant a tree today, and you'll never enjoy the shade from that tree. You know, someone else down the road is going to be enjoying the shade from that tree. That's what this campaign is about. And another thing that the camp or the Simons Recreation Complex Foundation is going to be doing is establishing an endowment trust. And that endowment trust is going to be something where someone can make a donation to the endowment trust, and then their money will stay in that trust forever or in perpetuity. And then whatever revenues come from that will be used for capital improvements. And then we also want to use the proceeds from that endowment trust to help pay for scholarships for people who are lifeguards at Simons, because, you know, typically the lifeguards are your high school students and college students. And we want to give something back to the people who are working at Simons. And, you know, and face it, I mean, that's a really important job out at Simons. I mean, it could be life or death for somebody if the lifeguard isn't, you know, on top of their game. And so we want to recognize those people for what they're doing and make a scholarship available for them. The foundation, we've got an appointment with an attorney on the 17th of August. We're going to start fleshing out the details for that. But just, you know, stay tuned, and we will, you know, keep everybody informed about, you know, where that's at. The capital campaign, we're anticipating that's going to start in September and hopefully be wrapped up by December. So just stay tuned. We will, you know, there's going to be more information coming. This is our, this morning show is kind of our first big effort to get the message out. And then We're also, you know, with the reconfiguration committee that the county board has initiated with the campus, you know, we're looking to hopefully expand Simon's offerings out there with some of what the is currently on the campus. But we'll have to wait and see how that all plays out.
So, Al, you mentioned the endowment fund getting underway. Will people expect mailings in sometime in September?
There's a newsletter that's going out probably within the next 2 weeks, and there's going to be some mention of that. Mm-hmm. The capital campaign, there's going to be some sort of advertising effort. There will probably be mailings. There'll be, I'm not sure, Tracy, how we're going to do that. I mean, those details, we're still working it out. What I've got in my hand right here, which your radio viewers can't see, is, you know, like our first draft of the the brochure. So the brochures will be available once you get through the once you're printed up, and then they'll be available at Simon's, and we'll probably start reaching out to members of the Simon community and the community at large. You know, soliciting contributions and donations.
That's awesome. Tracy, I know that our broadcast booth was the atrium when we were out for the Sharks. It'd be nice to get that cool down for poor old radio announcers, too.
That would be, wouldn't it? Yes. Yeah, it's a little bit warm out there. I think we had a fan for you, but I don't think it really did any justice for you guys. It was still pretty hot in that atrium for you.
It wasn't bad, but we always have a good time when we go there. And speaking of which, we transition to the youngest member of our audience here in the morning show studio, and that's Morgan Worthington, who is a member of the Simon's Recreation Complex and a Shark Swim Team member. Well, good morning, Morgan.
Good morning, Phil.
Good to have you back here.
Yep.
We didn't scare you away after you gave me the quiz earlier this year.
No, you didn't.
Well, you had a great year with the Simon Sharks. Tell me about your year and what you were happy about.
I was really happy about how well I did and how much fun I had this year.
I know when we talked to you during the meet, you were kind of eyeing some of those records on the wall. Did you ever set any of those or break any?
Not quite. Almost, though.
Okay. And you had a few meets where you were first in three events, too, didn't you?
Yes. I think almost every single meet.
Oh, man. So you've got some speed there. What do you attribute that to? Why are you so fast in the pool?
Well, at Simon's, you can practice year-round and swim and have fun and practice a lot more than other teams can.
And so you take advantage of the pool, don't you?
Yes, I do.
Do you try to encourage some of your friends to become members of the Simons and the Simon Sharks?
Yes, but that hasn't really worked out.
Okay. Well, you got to keep beating the bushes there and see if you can get them out there, right?
Yes.
What grade are you going to be in this year?
Third.
Okay. And so do you plan on being a Sharks member all the way through high school?
Yes.
Great. And does your mom tell you old stories of her greatness when she was in the pool or not?
No, not really.
No? Okay. But you are a second generation, and I believe your grandpa, he goes to the Simons too, doesn't he?
Yes. We often go swimming with him during the winter.
So it's a great family event, isn't it?
Yes.
Good. Can you imagine life without the Simons?
No. It's a lot of fun to go there and swim and see friends and people you know there and play with them. And it's so much fun at Simons.
Right, because Al mentioned it being kind of a social thing for us old guys, but even for the young people, it's a social thing, isn't it?
Yes, it sure is.
Lots of fun, and her mother is here today as well, Stephanie. Boy, that we enjoyed it during the swim season, which it was a successful year for the Sharks, wasn't it?
It was. They did really well. There were a lot of individuals who scored really well, and you just see them all come together as a team, and the camaraderie amongst the kids is really something to watch.
Lots of families. It's funny because entire families, brothers and sisters, make up a lot of the team, don't they?
Yes, there are quite a few families who have more than one swimmer. We have some with seven or five or four, and there's some single children. But again, this year we did a baby sharks race to encourage those younger swimmers. So we had the younger siblings who may go to all the meets and aren't allowed to get in the pool at that point. We had a baby sharks race where they could all jump in and do their length. So we're hoping to encourage those younger siblings to keep with it and join the team as well.
How young were you when you started swim lessons at the Simons, Morgan?
I was 4, and my teacher was Anne.
Okay. That's incredible.
Yep. She started with 4 with Anne Hudak, who used to be one of the coaches for the Simon Sharks long time ago, back when I was on the team. But all of our kids have taken advantage of Simon's, and they, I think, 3 or 4 months, we had all the kids in the pool. And like she said, we go with Grandpa quite a bit. And so it's really a multi-generational thing.
You were just a young one when the Simons opened, weren't you?
Yes, I was. I was trying to think the other day. I don't remember a time not going to Simons. I know my parents mentioned before Simons they'd take some, my brother to Kickapoo to go swimming in the winter. But we've always used Simons in the winter with swim lessons and just going out a couple, 2-3 times a week after school, and really taking advantage of what a wonderful opportunity that is.
Yeah, obviously for Morgan, but for you too, neither one of you know life without the Simons, do you?
No, we don't. And I don't know what we do. A lot of times if we're sitting around, well, do you want to go swimming? Okay, we'll just go to Simons. And it's such an opportunity. And like Morgan said, a lot of teams or kids in other communities don't have that luxury of being able to just pop out to the pool and swim for an hour or two. And so it's really, like I said, such a great asset to the community.
I know that the other teams that swim against the Sharks, you know, they, a lot of them don't have facilities, or they're outdoors at a community pool.
That's right. We are the only indoor pool in our 6-team conference. So it's different atmosphere, because you have most of the people are outside of the pool out in the grassy area, and then they come in for the races. And there was one point we had our conference meet Saturday, and it was towards the end of the boys and girls 200 IM, so it was close to the relays, to the big culmination of the meet. And I looked around, and I told someone next to me, I said, there's a ton of people in here. And it was just both sides of the pool deck were just filled. The end was filled. It wasn't quite as full where the swimmers were, but there were a lot of people in there. And it was really such a nice thing to see. So it is such a great facility for the swim meets. And then when you look out into the grassy area, it was like a little community almost. There were tents everywhere, canopies and tents, and everyone had their own little home base, and it was really neat to see.
I'm guessing you're appreciative for the foundation, some of the things that Al talked about that ensures it it's going to be around for a few more years, right?
Yes, definitely. Empower the future is what I really caught my attention. And, you know, that's what the Sharks and the kids who are attending there often and frequently, they are the future of this community of Simons. And it's great that people are looking out for them to make sure that they have the same opportunities that we were afforded, or I was afforded when I was younger.
It'd be something if you could get a third generation member of your family in that pool then, right?
Right. It's like I said, we spend a lot of time there, and multi-generational. We see Grandpa and we go swimming and we just have a great time, and it'd be nice to continue that legacy.
Mm-hmm. I guess it'd be a fourth then. I was thinking about, you know, someday Morgan being around the community, maybe having a child. But,
oh, right. That would be four, wouldn't
four.
It?
That'd be four, yeah. So pretty amazing what the Simons is and what it does for the community. We're going to take time out and come back with more. Gary Gutkinick is going to join us in just a little bit, and we'll have a little bit more about today's Simons Recreation Complex Morning Show right after these words. Welcome back to the morning show on WRCO, WRCE Radio. We're talking about the Simons Recreation Complex. We have board members. We have members of the Simons Recreation Complex as well. And Gary Gutkinick, I think he fits both members. How long have you been a member?
I have not been a member that long. I came in 2009 because I got this little bit of a story that I'd like to tell. I was one of these guys that didn't think I would ever need Simons. I just didn't think I'd ever need it. I thought I could do stuff on my own. And my wife was trying to get me to come to a water aerobics. And I was kind of, I'm kind of a recovering Neanderthal, if you will. I thought that stuff was just for women. And I'd always tease her about that because I could run and do some of the things that I can't do as well now. And till my knee got bad, and I went to Dr. Beck, and he said, well, your knee is wearing out. You're probably going to need a replacement down the road. Why don't you join the Simons water aerobics? I said, oh, okay. So I went home and told my wife I was going to be coming to class with her. And she goes, no, you're not. Not until you apologize for the last 2 or 3 years. You were making fun of me and saying it was for women. So all the women out there, I think you guys catch on earlier than some of us men do. So I'm a faithful Simon's Water Aerobics member.
And you've recruited a few along the way, haven't you?
And when I first started out, I think there was only one other guy there that came over from Kickapoo. And since then, we've gotten more people in there. And like I said, not trying to pick on you guys, but the women, they figure it out first. And the men eventually follow. And sometimes it's out of desperation because you think you've tried everything and you got to do something. And you find that water aerobics, being in the water, is very gentle on the joints and makes a person feel so much better when you're done.
I know music is very important to you. You've made some Burn CDs to play when you work out, haven't you?
I have, and I'm not for sure if that's good or bad, but yes, I confess to it.
That makes it go a little bit faster as well, I think. But I think you got to be excited for some of the things that Al talked about in the future of this program.
And one of the things I wanted to mention before that, I want to say something. Simon's is for everyone. We started taking our grandchildren there when they were just a couple years old. We put them in floaties and put them in the pool and let them around. And they eventually ended up taking swim lessons and learn how to swim. And I just want to make sure that everybody knows that Simon's is for everybody. We had some people in our water aerobics classes that were in their 90s. Doing water aerobics. And then you've got the younger generation, the guys, people in their 20s, 30s, and 40s that are in the weight room doing all that stuff. There really is something for everyone. It isn't just for old people. It isn't just for young people. It isn't just for in-between people. It's for everyone. Come and check us out.
Well, you've got to be excited for the future and some of the things that are going on here behind the scenes.
I'm really excited about some of the things that Al was talking about because we've got just a little bit of a bump we're going through right now, but we've got a real resource here, a real gem here, and we're taking a proactive stance about it, and we want to be around for a lot of years for other generations to enjoy what we're enjoying right now.
Well, you're on the foundation, Gary. Are you kind of thinking a little bit outside the box, too, in terms of things that you can do and fundraisers?
I think all that stuff, we're still a work in progress, Phil.
Okay. And so that's down the road. Al talked about, maybe getting some mailers out there and getting the word to the community and just spreading the word. That's a big reason why you're here.
I think so, yep. And that Al talked about that. Tracy talked about that. But stay tuned.
Okay. Stay tuned for more.
Stay tuned for more.
Yeah. Do you ever kind of have flashbacks that you're back in Phi-Ed class when you're at the Simons?
No, I try not to think about that.
You put it out of your mind. You'll recall that many years ago, the late Ernie Majeski was a principal. He and I did a lot of commercials for Simons.
You guys had a lot of fun with that. You got a lot of mileage out of that.
We did, but I think about him often because he got a lot from the Simons when he was out
yep,
there.
Yep, he was a member, and he got into it just like all the rest of us. And I think probably at one time he probably thought he didn't need it either. But you find out that, and I guess I found out later. I wish I would have been an earlier member. I wasn't. I got in there late, but better late than never.
But you're like the bionic man because you've had,
one joint replacement after another. And I'm going to tell you, for folks that are out there that do have joint replacement surgeries, it's great to pre-train for a surgery because it gets those muscles stronger. And when you recover, when the incisions heal up, it's great for physical therapy. I know when I had my last knee replacement, I did what they told me to do at home. I did what they told me to do at PT at the hospital. And it was being in water class that I got a few extra degrees of bending and straightening that I probably wouldn't have got if I hadn't been in the water.
Being in the water, that allows you to be a little bit more weightless, I guess, is the
right
word,
you're not
right?
You're a little more buoyant and you're not carrying as much weight. Anybody that's has trouble with their back knees, I would encourage you to get in the water. You don't necessarily even have to do a class. You can come in water walk. My wife is recovering from surgery, colon surgery, and right now she's been cleared not to take water class, but they said she could walk in the water. And we had a guy here a few years ago, 99 years old. He came in, he walked back and forth in the pool for 45 minutes. He was there faithfully and did it for a lot of years. So, again, Simon's is for everyone.
Indeed. So the road to recovery is a little bit quicker sometimes if you can do that.
I don't know what I'd do without it.
Indeed. Well, appreciate you coming along. Tracy, good testaments and testimonials from the folks that are here in the studio today.
It is. Yeah, it's wonderful to hear all these stories. And there, I think if folks would come out to Simon's, they're going to find other stories like Gary's or Morgan's, where she's saying how much fun she's had. And, you know, others are probably out there like Stephanie, who, you know, are bringing their kids in, and they were at Simon's as well as kids. So it's really kind of neat to listen and hear how it's such a great place for the young kids. And then it's a good place for teenagers, and then the young adults, the older adults. Like, it really is like what Gary said, it's for everyone. It's everybody can come out there and use the facility and find something that they love and enjoy doing, and they're moving and they're going to feel good afterwards. And it's really great.
The other thing I was going to say too is we had some members that were like in their early 30s and that came to me about some of the things that they thought that maybe Simon's could have, and they came forward with some suggestions, and I told them, I said, talk to Tracy, and I said, we can't guarantee anything, but rather than leave Simon's and say, well, we don't want to come here because you haven't got what we want, tell us what you want, and we can always forward it, and as funds become available, maybe some of those things that these people would want, we can make that happen for them. But you got to speak up. We try to be everything to everybody, and we'll do the best that we can with the resources that we have.
Well said. Can people come out just for a tour and, you know, show them around and kind of get a little bit of a taste of what you do?
Yeah, no, it's wonderful. Yeah, they should come on out. And we have great receptionists out there that'd be happy to give you a tour of the facility, show you what we have. We also have on our website for folks that are kind of either new to the area or they've been in the area and are like, what? I didn't know that you have a swimming pool in town. On our website, we have a free week membership, so they can come on. Adults that live, you know, around the area here can fill that out, and they can try the center out for a whole entire week. Try the water aerobic classes, try the land fitness classes, walk in the water, swim laps. Maybe it's just sitting in the hot tub or the sauna to get rid of your stress. Try out the equipment. Yeah, you'd have a whole week to give it a try and see what everybody on the radio today is raving about. So
that's a good deal. We talk about people moving into the community and things that draw them here. And I would guess the Simon's Recreation Complex has to rank right up there for somebody new to the area, doesn't it?
It does, yeah. Because, I mean, like, well, some of the others have said today, you don't find this in every small town. You don't find a swimming pool and fitness center, racquetball courts in every small town. So yeah, there are businesses in town that will, when they have interviews, they bring folks around and kind of showcase off the town. And one of their stops is out at Simon's to showcase the swimming pool and fitness center, because it's kind of unique to the area. And it is a really great asset. You know, I really think back to John and Edith Simon's when they, you know, came up with this idea and then made the reality happen with the donation of having this facility. I mean, I've grown up for, you know, as long as I can remember. I'm older than the building is, but I just remember Simon's. It was always here. And, you know, when I left and went to college, and then it was like, oh, everybody doesn't have a Simon's in their town. You know, you get used to it. Like, I was able to learn how to swim. I became a lifeguard. And, you know, it's always been there in my life as well, too. And, but you take it for advantage, you know, take advantage of it while it's here. And then when you think it's not everywhere, well, we are fortunate to have it here.
Very much so. And I'm showing my age, too. I was there. Ron and I broadcast from the grand opening in 1987. So it doesn't seem like it's been that long ago. We think about everything it's done for the community. Maybe a final word from Al Linz, who was going to reiterate a little bit. Al, what you guys are looking at down the road here.
Right. I mean, what we're, you know, the Simon's Recreation Complex Foundation is going to be kicking off a capital campaign probably in September. It'll run through about December. Our goal is to raise about $200,000 for capital repairs. And then we also want to raise some money for the capital improvements. And I touched on those previously. We also want to establish an endowment trust so that if someone wants to make, you know, this endowment trust part of their estate plans, that would be wonderful. They'll be able to make a donation while they're still with us. You know, that would be fine. But it will be their legacy to Simon's, that the money that goes into that endowment trust will never be touched. You know, it'll be there generating revenues to be used for capital improvements and for scholarships for the lifeguards forever or in perpetuity. So that's where what the foundation is really aiming for the near term. And then we're also going to be starting a membership drive you know, my guess is that we'll be doing directed mailings through the Postal Service, but, you know, we're still doing research on that, trying to understand all the logistics of how that works. But that's kind of in a nutshell where the foundation is going right now. And I'm really excited about it because there's just the feedback that I'm getting from people is that, you know, Simons is, you know, a valued asset in this community, especially for the people who are members there and longtime members. I mean, they understand what it's brought to, you know, to them and their personal lives. And I'm confident that the financial support that we're looking for is going to be there, you know, to sustain Simons, you know, for the long haul.
Kind of run on its own and be
yes,
its own entity.
Yeah, I mean, it's just, you know, I don't at this point envision us being separate from the county, but I do envision us being financially in a position where, the you know, we don't have to rely on the taxpayers to pay for anything. You know, if we can increase membership and have some successful capital campaigns, Simons will stand on its own financially. And so that will be a tremendous accomplishment when we get there.
If somebody wants to include Simons in their estate for an endowment, what's the best way to go about it?
Talk to Tracy. She will, you know, she will have all the details once we get that all taken care of. As I mentioned previously, we're meeting with an attorney on the 17th of this month to kick off those discussions, you know, because setting up an endowment trust, you know, it is a legal entity, I guess you'd call it. And so there will be, you know, there's things that have to be done to make, you know, to create this trust. And so then Tracy will have all the information on how someone can, you know, make a, as part of their estate plan, leave a donation or a contribution to Simons. And if they're alive and they want to leave some money, it will be, you know, something similar. Tracy will have all the information. She's going to be the focal point for
that'll
this.
That'll be in that brochure.
That'll be in the brochure, yes.
Good. So. Well, you guys will just have to come back and see us when you have more information and
yes,
things down the road.
We will be back.
If you'd ask this back, Phil, we'll definitely come
absolutely.
Back again.
Absolutely. Yeah, this is first of many on this particular topic. So we want to wish the best to Morgan. Good luck at school this year.
Thank you, Phil.
Are you looking forward to the school year starting?
Yes, I am.
Are you? Okay, so you're not one that's going to be, you know, kind of sad when that school year rolls around in about a month or so.
No, I love school
good.
And all the friends there.
So you don't get sad when I say on the radio that school is canceled in the Richland District today? You don't get sad about that? Or?
I do get sad.
Oh, you do?
About
okay.
It.
Good. And good luck in your off season. So you're going to keep swimming in the pool, kind of looking forward to the next Simon Shark season then?
Yes, I am.
Great. Enjoy that time with your family and your grandpa and everybody out there as well. Anything that you'd like to add today, Stephanie?
Just that I'm really thankful that my kids are able to experience the same things at Simons that I was able to experience from swim team and swim lessons. And if Tracy has her say, maybe they'll be lifeguards and swim instructors someday too. So again, it's just such a great asset. And I'm so glad that our family and hopefully other families take advantage of the facility.
Yes, you and I both. Anything anybody would like to add here?
I just want to take the time just to say thank you to all of our members that are currently coming in and using the facility and for those that have come in and used the facility in the past. And we welcome you to come on back and keep using the facility. But just thank you to everybody who's been very good supporters of the facility over the years. We really appreciate 36 years of great members coming in the door is really great.
Gary?
And I'd like to say one last thing. Simons is for everyone.
Yep. Good way to end it. Thanks to everybody today. Al Lins, Tracy Gobin, Stephanie Worthington, Morgan Worthington, and Gary Goodkinek here on The Morning Show.